Welcome back to the Jacob Bunn Show. We are joined now by Dave Baker. He hosted the SEC tailgate. Is it the tailgate show? Is that what it's called?
The SEC tailgate show on CBS College Sports.
Last year, and will you be doing that again this year?
Absolutely, yeah. We start. CBS doesn't start until after Labor Day, so our first event is September 25th.
And you also call some basketball games for the SEC Network. So we'll look forward to that as well. I assume you'll be doing that again this year as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Dave, looking at the, of course, the SEC has won the last four national championships and is thought of to be the best league in the land right now. And coming into this season, there are so many different directions we could go. What do you see the story, the big stories being?
Well, I think first of all is obviously, you know, you've got Alabama and Florida that are up there, and the potential of two games between those two great teams and two great programs, I think, has got everybody fired up. I think the SEC is going to be in a position again to compete for another national championship. And then one of the things I think is that, you know, a lot of folks, because Alabama and Florida have had so much success, I think a lot of people are probably not giving the rest of the league their due. And I think it's going to be a great season of SEC football.
You look at Alabama, and they come in, of course, as you said, on the heels of last year's national championship. They have a rigorous road schedule. They have a rigorous schedule, period. They're playing Penn State out of conference, at Duke, games at Arkansas, at South Carolina, at LSU. Can you see how far-fetched is it to see the Tide going undefeated again this year, do you think?
I don't think it's far-fetched. I think it's very possible. It is just as possible that it doesn't happen. Nick Saban talked 2 years ago when they got on their undefeated run about how small the margin for error is. And, you know, it just takes one bad day, one bad play, you know, one bad series. But certainly they've got an awful lot of talent. They've got great confidence, but yet it's not overconfidence. So in my mind, I think that the three biggies on their schedule – obviously, the game, the one I think is going to be critical early, the game at Arkansas. I think they handle Penn State. I think the game at Arkansas. I think the game with Florida, the Iron Bowl, and then obviously the SEC Championship.
Hey, Dave. This is David Sears.
Hey, David. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good.
When do we find out the SEC tailgate schedule? Is it all likelihood we're looking at Alabama and Arkansas for your first destination, or when do they decide?
They don't make that. They've picked the first 3 weeks of the schedule, and then the rest of the time they do it 2 weeks out. Sometimes, if it's not real clear-cut, the network can take what they call a six-day exception and do it that close to time. You know, unless something, I think, dramatic happens along the way, I think that September 25th game in Fayetteville is a good bet.
All right. Now, you mentioned earlier, Alabama, Florida, it's going to be where it's at.
Yep.
Do you see a possible third game if the two split the series?
Oh, gosh. Now, that's a whole lot of ifs down the road, because an awful lot of things have got to happen for that to happen.
You know, we speak in hypotheticals in sports talk. Come on.
Yeah, but that's a lot of hypotheticals. that's about as hypothetical as figuring out some matrix or something, you know, in terms of, or some flow chart. I mean, you'd probably be able to pin that one down a little more closely once you get to about the middle of November, but until then, I think that's just awfully far-fetched.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's interesting to think about. You know, if it did come down to some bizarre overtime scenario the first time and then a block kick, you know, we saw that against Tennessee, with the Tennessee and Alabama game last year.
Right.
So, I mean, it'd be interesting to see if it could happen. And you mentioned the Iron Bowl, and, of course, we're based in Birmingham. And
yep.
Alabama, Auburn are the teams in the state here, and a lot has been speculated. Can Alabama and Auburn both be undefeated going into the Iron Bowl? We talked about Alabama. What do you think Auburn's chances are of being 11-0 going into that game,
well,
with Alabama?
The big difference for Auburn is going to be the fact that you know, expectations were down last year, and Gene Chizik will be the first guy to tell you that, you know, it's real different when everybody, you know, when you've got the bullseye on your back. I mean, I think that's the situation there. There's that 3 week Western Division stretch that I think will tell the tale for Auburn. And it's actually about a 1 month stretch, because you know, we don't know exactly what's going to happen with Kentucky yet, with new head coach Joker Phillips, but obviously, you know, that's a payback situation on October the 9th. And then they've got Arkansas and LSU at home in back-to-back weeks, and then you turn around and go to Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a tough, tough stretch.
It is.
And, you know, how they come out of that, I think, dictates how the back end of the schedule sets up. Again, they get Georgia at home, and then the Iron Bowl is, as you mentioned. And we do know for sure that we are going to be doing an addition to tailgate there at the Iron Bowl.
Oh, good.
Well, that's awesome. Now, my mother is a huge Ole Miss fan, and she's a little disappointed in Houston Nutt, especially last year with the high expectations. Is this the year that Houston has one of those come out of nowhere, possibly one of the SEC West type years?
He's, you know, he had a lot of those years when he was at Arkansas, and I think it's something that you know, is possible. I think the whole wild card right now is obviously Mazzoli, and you know what happens with him. You know, can he return to form? Can he take care of business off the field as well as on the field? And I think that's a big gamble for Houston. He's taken gambles like that before, so I think they've got a shot. But they just play in an awfully tough division.
And finally, Dave, looking at the East, Florida has dominated the East, or has been in the championship game the last 2 years, but really has dominated the East for the last four or five.
Sure.
Aside from Florida, who do you think the next threat is? You have Georgia, South Carolina, you know, Kentucky, of course, and Vanderbilt. Tennessee don't seem to be that level, but who do you think could compete with Florida?
I think it's clearly Georgia. I think Mark Richt has been quietly confident over the summer. They obviously had some problems, some off-the-field problems with some folks.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've still got an awful lot of talent there. He has made a bunch of changes on the defensive side of the football. They're very painful for him because Willie Martinez, who was the defensive coordinator, is not just a coach but a longtime friend of his. But I think that Georgia will be better defensively. And if they're better defensively, I think they've got enough weapons on the offensive side of the ball where they can score some points.
Well, I know you had to run, and I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to be with us.
Guys, anytime. We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Dave Baker.
Thanks, guys. Take care now.
All right, you too.
Okay, see you. Bye-bye.
Dave Baker joining us from he is the host of the, as we said, the SEC Tailgate Special on CBS College Sports. Want to follow up on anything Dave said?
I like that Georgia being the
it's interesting,
the snake in the grass.
Yeah, I mean, South Carolina obviously is going to have the defense, and can Spurrier get his offense where he wants it? But Georgia, it's definitely a telltale year for Mark Richt. I don't know. They come in. They have Louisiana Lafayette. Of course, that'll be a win. Then they go at South Carolina. That's going to be the game that, you know, the true medal is tested.
The winner of that game, it sets their season.
Sure does.
And I really think – I like South Carolina – I still say they're probably going to be the best bet to upset Florida in the East.
Yeah.
But if Georgia wins that game and momentum gets on their side, they can make some big noise.
A little bit over a week until every game gets started, and we will be 1 week out from SEC play. The first week, as everyone knows, Alabama playing San Jose State, Arkansas playing Tennessee Tech. Reportedly, the reporter who wore the Florida hat will not be on the sidelines.
I thought she got fired.
Well, she's going to be running out on the field with Urban Meyer. Auburn will be hosting Arkansas State, LSU, North Carolina. That'll be fun. LSU, the hat, playing Butch Davis in Atlanta. Mississippi State against Memphis. Ole Miss, the team I just dissed, Jacksonville, in Oxford, Florida, Miami of Ohio, Georgia, Louisiana Lafayette, Kentucky at Louisville. Interesting game. Watch out if you're a Wildcat fan. The SEC to win their non-conference games this year, that might be a dangerous one. Kentucky playing at Louisville. South Carolina hosting Southern Miss, of course, next two Thursdays from tonight. Look out for Tennessee. Tennessee's playing UT Martin. Closer than the experts think, as Mr. Corso says.
I do not think Tennessee is going to be as bad as everyone's predicting.
No, but the game against UT Martin, I think it's going to be close.
I disagree. I respectfully disagree. I think Tennessee has enough talent to run roughshod on them.
And Robbie Caldwell will have his coaching. I mean, do we really want to even call it a debut? He may not understand what that means, but he's going to have his coaching debut against Northwestern next.
Kafka's gone, isn't he? With Northwestern, the quarterback that led him to the Outback Bowl last year.
I don't know. I have to.
I'm pretty sure he's gone.
I lost my subscription to the Northwestern message board.
Oh, come on.
They took it away from me.
Come on, Bun. You're bunsports.com. That entitles everything, not just bunsec.com.
Well, anyway, for Jacob Bun, David Sears, we'll be back next week.